Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Idea Talks podcast. In fact, this is an espresso shot episode. So welcome. I am so glad you stopped by today. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. My name is Moadia. If you are a faithful or somewhat faithful listener, hello, shout out to you. Hope you are well. This is the final month, or the final day rather, in the month of July that I'm recording this. So this will go out. It would be like in August, beginning of August, when you hear this podcast or this espresso shot. Our espresso shot is really short, sharp, to the point. It's designed to be a charge and to do that thing that espresso does. And it's just a quick catch up with a friend or with some friends that we are doing, friends of our community. So thank you. If you're a first time listener, you are still a friend of our community. We're all about helping you be the best version of yourself, which is only found in the person that created you. So today we have an espresso shot, as I said. So this will not be before you long, I'm saying that, but I just want to get straight to the point of what we're talking about today. So today you would have seen from the title of this espresso shot called While Men Slept. And this charge really is meant to charge you on in the place of prayer, in the place of watching and praying, in the place of being spiritually discerning, in the place of being spiritually alert, and really to help you to live awake. We're not meant to live dead. We're meant to live awake. Of course, that doesn't mean that we're meant to not physically sleep, but we are meant to live awake, right? So we'll be talking about a few things along those lines. Somebody I love dearly actually has a conference called Live Awake. And I think it only took me to, like, this year. I got it. I was like, as if God just said to me, live awake one day. And I think I tweeted and I was like, actually, I kind of get what that means now. No, I do get what it means. But this is what this espresso shot is designed to do. And it's inspired by something that happened to me in the week. So this week was... oh, it was a bit of an interesting situation. It was all sorts of things happened. Spiritually, all sorts of things happened because last weekend was interesting. Last weekend was so charged with prayer. It was so charged with impartation. I didn't even do much, like, in terms of go leave, you know, my surrounding too much. I did go out, like, once. But, like, God just ministered to me so much last weekend. And then so much just happened in the week. And I had to sit back and think, wow, this is really like the enemy just, like, going all out, because the things that happened to me this week were just interesting. But one day this week, something happened one evening, which I was like, God allowed me to witness something or to be in on something. And that just sparked me of, like, wow, we cannot afford to take prayer for granted. We cannot live dead. We need to live awake. And this is not in any way to inspire fear. This is really just to charge you to take up your rightful place as a believer and walk in your authority. Before I share what exactly happened, I'm going to read a scripture, which, you know, I'm sure some of you would have heard. If you're familiar with the Word of God, the Bible, you'd have heard While Men Slept. You'd have heard it referred to. Some people have sermons called that. There's all sorts of things called While Men Slept. But this is in reference to a scripture in the book of Matthew. So it's from Matthew 13, 25. I'm just going to read it till probably the beginning of 28, because I think this scripture really, in reference, you know, talks about kind of something. It can be used in it can be interpreted in different ways, but my reference to it is really just to the point. So I'll just read it so you know what I'm talking about in my context, or in the context of what I'm talking about. So Matthew 13, I'm going to start from 25 up to the beginning of 28. So it says, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared." So imagine if you plant something, you plant it as it should be, but something happened and somebody came to plant something else. So when the plant comes up, it comes up with what you planted and what the other person planted, right? And it says, "So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in the field? How then did it did it have tares or tars, tares? And then he said to them, an enemy has done this. Right? So that's what I'll read up to, right? So while men slept, in the context of what we've heard, you've heard, or I've heard things preached about it before, there's a great, you know, there's somebody I listen to a lot who I hear his voice saying this actual phrase every time I think about this phrase, because I don't know, he doesn't say it a lot, but I think I listened to a message that he probably preached about it or taught, and that just sunk in my brain. So every time I say that while men slept, I hear his voice, right? So while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. So while man was not paying attention, while man was not living awake, or while the enemy came and sowed tares, or, you know, did whatever, right? So sometimes you've often heard people talk about, you may have heard people talk about praying, and sometimes, you know, the Lord may wake you up. I'm one of these people. I wake up, the Lord, I wake up in the middle of the night a lot. I don't sleep that much naturally, but I kind of already sleep late, and then I tend to wake up in the middle of the night, and sometimes I know it's a charge to pray. Sometimes I'm toying in my mind because I really want to sleep, or there's stuff on my mind. I'm thinking, oh, I dream a lot, so I wake up, you know, from that. So, you know, sometimes some of you will experience where the Lord wakes you up and there's an urgency. The Holy Spirit's telling you to pray. You know, something, he's giving you a charge, there's something. Or sometimes you wake up and you can't quite figure out why. Or some of you have experienced, you know, you wake up every day at 3 a.m. in a season, you're just noticing that your body's awake. You know, it happens to me sometimes, no matter how late I sleep, I just wake up at that time. You know, my body's just awake. You know, sometimes, you know, you don't know why for a while, and then you're like, actually, it's to pray. Or there's something, you ask the Holy Spirit and he makes it clear to you why you are awake. So it's not just to just, you know, go on Netflix and try to fall, you know, get yourself back to sleep, you know, do something, pick up the word of God and all of that. And sometimes we've heard about, you know, being woken up at that time because that's a specific time. But maybe the Lord has urgently laid something in our heart to pray for. We might not even know what it is, you know, but we're just praying. Or, you know, we hear that, you know, the kingdom of darkness at a certain time of the evening on the night, they do their thing. So we're waking up to kind of counter those things and all. And, you know, sometimes we hear those things and we're like, yeah, you know, okay, yeah, it's known. I think most Christians who've been in the ministry of prayer or been a Christian for a while and you've been involved in prayer, you've probably heard that, you know, about the kingdom of darkness and what they do and da da da, you know. And I'm not saying I've believed it because God wakes me up to pray sometimes and, you know, all of that stuff. Right. But what happened to me this week was quite interesting. I woke up from a dream, and it was a dream about a nation, and God was showing me something, and I was, you know, all of that. So I woke up from that dream a little bit like, oh, what was this kind of thing? And then I woke up and I was just awake for a few minutes, and then I started to hear something. And I thought, first of all, I just thought, you know, okay, so this is the picture, this, like, for those of you that live in the UK or even live in London, we live in London, things are smaller. So those of you that live in the US or wherever, you have bigger houses and much space, but things are smaller. So when you live in a flat in London, you know, things are quite together. So they're kind of like New York, like Manhattan, right? So it's like things are a bit more cramped. So if you have neighbors, you know, who are, you know, if you live in a flat or you live, you know, in a flat, basically, you probably likely hear your neighbors occasionally. You hear something or whatever it is. So that's kind of how we roll in this city called London, right? So that's kind of my situation. So I don't always hear a lot, but, you know, and, you know, in the middle of the night, noise travels fast a lot because everything is quiet. There's not much movement. So noise travels really, really quickly. So if somebody was playing something in the daytime, you might not hear it as distinctly as you do in the nighttime, right? So that happens in the night. Now, also in summer in London, I don't know what it is, but people have a habit of playing loud music. Like, it's just like, what? I think it's the heat sometimes, or just not used to it, even if it lasts for 2 weeks, all of that. So I'm kind of like used to waking up and maybe I'll hear something like that. So I initially heard something and I thought I was listening to music. So without going into too much detail, because for a while I was like, am I hearing this in the spirit or in the flesh? But I don't want to tell all the details. But the long and short of the story is, I kid you not, that I heard some occultic people praying or chanting. No, I don't know if it's praying. Chanting, saying some stuff that I could translate to a certain language and I knew what it meant, making declarations. I literally heard, and it was like I heard it on a device. So imagine you there, you're joining a Zoom call, or you're joining, this is also what they do. And I kid you not, it was like between 2 and 3 a.m. And I was like, I was taken back, because when I first heard it, I just thought, whatever. Like, then I started and goes, this God just said, listen. I listened, I was like, what? I saw all sorts of things I was just hearing. And I was like, huh? Oh, I knew what nationality they're from, all of that. And I was like, okay. I actually heard some stuff they were saying about somebody. And I literally was like, and I was like, God's like, I'm letting you in on hearing this so you don't take for granted. Because there was something on my mind to pray about when I woke up, but I didn't do that immediately. But I then heard all of this going on and I just jumped on and started praying. But God was literally like, you know, giving me, it was, I basically had that experience or had that in, you know, the insight into that, basically from the perspective of God telling me, like, do not think that this is a joke, in the sense that do not think that those things do not happen. And do not think that the enemy is just sitting down. Like, literally, I was shell-shocked. Because we hear it, we hear this, you might watch it in movies, you might hear, but I literally, for myself, categorically, I can tell, I had to leave a message for a friend the next morning. I was like, this is why I had them say, this is what they were doing, you know? Literally. So God is, this is a charge to you. That please do not take your prayer life for granted. When the Lord wakes you up to pray or lays something on your heart to pray, please do not take it for granted. Especially, you know, sometimes we don't know what to pray for. If you have a prayer language, i.e. you speak in tongues, I encourage you to just, you know, really build yourself in that. But if you do not know what to pray for, ask the Holy Spirit, is there anything? And just begin to pray in tongues. And as that utterance comes, it might be that he gives you something very specific to pray or to declare. Or if not, just keep on praying till you feel the release to stop. I kid you not that this thing happens. Like, it's not a movie. I was just so shook that I was like, I literally started praying. I don't think I slept till probably, I didn't sleep back till like something like between 4 and 5 or something. Then, you know, I had to get up soon. But, you know, like, I literally was shell. And I woke up next day, I was like, did that really happen? But I distinctly remember what was being said. Now, I'm not saying that those things will come and harm you. I'm not saying you should live in fear. But this is really a charge for you to live awake. Do not be spiritually dead. God, in his infinite mercy, I strongly believe he gave me insight into that to like slap my face, to be like, do not mess, like, when I tell you to pray for these things, do not like take them for granted or mess around. When I tell you to pray, you know, to pray, put something on your heart, right? So don't, it's just really a charge to in the season to really, really stir you up. And, you know, thinking about everything I said that happened in the week and all of that, the enemy does not like, he doesn't like you, FYI, if you didn't know. Doesn't like you, constantly wants to, you know, destroy everything that God has given you and force you to, he wants to play with your mind and make you not believe God, really, and just come away from the Lord, right? So he has these agents here on the earth, he uses people. There are all sorts of things that happen. Now, it's not that we live in fear because we're already victorious, but we must take authority. Because what I started doing is, actually, I woke up and prayed, but I then started praying for the atmosphere because I was just like, they're just releasing things, you know, around, you know, and I just was like so shook. So I just want to charge you to live awake, and that's in your spiritual life. I'm not saying you should live woke, because that's not what we do in the kingdom. Live awake. Walk circumspectly with Holy Spirit. Let him show, as he prompts you to do something, just go and do it. Pray, build your prayer life. Do not take it for granted. Don't let it go cold. what's the word? Challenge yourself in the place of prayer. What I mean is maybe challenge is the wrong word, but push yourself. You know, I found last weekend, I was saying to myself that, wow, because I'd reached a certain, it wasn't the length of time of prayer I did last weekend, but it was the prayer. And I was like, wow, prayer is sweet. At the end of last weekend, I was like, why didn't I reach this? Haven't I reached this place, you know, many more times in my life? But I was like, prayer is so sweet. Prayer is so, you know. So there is a point that you get to in prayer. It may feel like you're just dragging, but you need to, it's almost like a training of yourself. And it's not actually doing, it's not about doing works or using works as an excuse. But men ought to always pray. Men ought to pray without ceasing. So sometimes when you're not used to doing something, you need to actually put yourself in a regime to pray. So you give yourself a time, I'm speaking to myself here, a time, maybe you give yourself a time that you're going to pray every day, a number of hours, you know, praying in the spirit. You can do that on the go, just like said, and like give yourself. But I urge you so much, especially in this time. This time is so, there's a lot going on spiritually. It's just so, there's a lot of activity. And if you're not, you can be dead to it because you can just be moving your flesh and just be coasting from day to day. So I just want to charge you to pray, to pray, to pray. So that what happens is that you catch on to what the enemy is doing quickly. You catch on to, because when you pray and when you're spiritually awake, you begin to you begin to see things, revelation, wisdom become your portion. You begin to, you know, you begin to, things begin to get uncovered to you. You see, praying in tongues is not the end, it's a means to the end of the revelation that comes. Not completely the end, but what I mean is that it's the next, you get revelation from it. It's not just to pray and build yourself. There's more that comes with it, right? So you get revelation, you get the wisdom of God on how to navigate situations. You know, you get, you're building yourself up in that, you know, truth of God's word. You get there's a conviction that comes that, you know, I have authority, you know, and you have authority to trample over serpents, snakes. That, I believe, is Luke 10:19. Every principality, power, you have authority over that. So I want to encourage you to please, please, please pray. Do not let your altars grow cold. Pray, pray when the Lord wakes you up to pray. Honey, darling, everything I'll call you, please wipe your eyes and pray and pray and pray and pray. So this is your charge. This is your espresso shot. Go in the peace of the Lord. I declare over you that the spirit of wisdom and revelation, as the Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians 1:17-18, I believe, so that your eyes will be flooded with, your heart will be flooded with the light of God. Your eyes will be illuminated with the light of God, and that wisdom and revelation will be your portion, that you may know God more, and that you will know that nothing will catch you by surprise, that you will know that the Holy Spirit that lives in you, 1 John 2:20, you have an unction from him to know all things, that you will not be blindsided in life, and you will live awake to the truth of God and God's word. This has been your charge. I will see you on our next episode. Take care and God bless.